small group of American and European Catholic women from prominent foundations active in philanthropy are just wrapping up a week-long visit to the Vatican. Organized by the Europe-based Fidel Goetz Foundation, the visit was planned around the theme of the presence of women in the Catholic Church. The participants met a number of Vatican officials, visiting the Pontifical Councils for the Laity, Justice and Peace, Culture, Christian Unity, and Interreligious Dialogue. For the Holy See's Press Secretary, Father Federico Lombardi, the frank and open dialogue with the participants offered an opportunity to understand the expectations of women and of important institutions in the Church in the U.S. and Europe.
These meetings and this conversation are always very inspiring also for us, for me personally, a very good occasion to understand also better what the expectation for the growth of the presence and of the responsibility of the women in the Church and also in the Vatican are.
As Pope Benedict has remarked on numerous occasions, women have played a fundamental role in the Church since its very beginning.
There are many women that have had a very important, inspiring role, the great saints in the history of the Church, and also many responsibilities in many aspects of the life of the Church, in pastoral life, in charity, in the education, and so on. We cannot overestimate the role of the women in the Church. It is absolutely essential. Also, in the mission I have traveled in the past, in many missions, I have appreciated incredibly what the women are doing for the formation, for the education, for the life of the families, and so on. I think that no work can be more important of this fundamental work for the life, for the family, and so on, for the concrete life, and also for the religious life, but also of the people in very different and difficult situations.
Many women enjoy important roles, too, in the Holy See.
We in Vatican Radio have a very important and long experience. There are many women that are active not only as journalists, but also as head of different sections of many important programs for French, in English, Africa service, and so on. And I think that these levels of responsibility will grow also in the future. Also in other church activities in the Holy See, we have important roles for women. I think that one of the most important is Professor Glendon, is president of the Academy of Social Sciences in the Vatican. There are also subsecretary in a congregation, Sister Rosanna in the Congregation for the Religious, and I think that also many women are consultors of important dicasteries for the family, for the lay people, also for the doctrine of the faith. In the theological commission of the doctrine of the faith, there are also women theologians, and with the growth also of the presence of the women in these important fields like theology, spirituality, pastoral work, and so on, we will sure in the future have more and more presence of women in important responsibility places.
Well, besides being the Vatican press spokesman, Father Lombardi met with the group too as director of Vatican Radio. I joined them downstairs here at the radio and sat down for a chat with Carrie Robinson of the RASCALP Foundation for Catholic Activities. I was curious to know why the group was here in the Vatican and what were their expectations of their visit.
We are here in order to respond to Pope Benedict's desire to elevate women in leadership in the Catholic Church. And we thought that it would be fruitful for us to begin to have a dialogue with many of the presidents of the pontifical congregations and pontifical councils at the Vatican level to examine the role that women play in the institutional church. I think our first hope is that this would be the beginning of an ongoing conversation between young Catholic women who are representing their family philanthropies in service to the Church, the beginning of a conversation with members of the hierarchy and members of the Curia at the Vatican level on the importance of recognizing, encouraging, affirming, and elevating the role that women can play in service to the Church they love.
What are the challenges that you see right now facing women today in the Catholic Church?
It's complicated because we are interested in women all over the globe. And as you know, being a journalist at the Vatican Radio, the situation and circumstances for women in various parts of the world are different. Speaking from the perspective of a Western woman, one thing that we notice right away is that the Catholic Church produces documents that often speak very prophetically and compellingly about the dignity of women. And in fact, is an important champion of the rights of women, of the dignity of women. The Church plays an important role advocating against sexual exploitation, economic injustice, and has a special concern for the most marginalized in society. We read these statements and celebrate them. Frankly, I wish that those articulations could reach more people. But one concern we have is that when we apply these wonderful statements and beliefs and look at how they are manifested in the institutional church, there is a gap, a disconnect. We don't often see that women's important role as advocated in society is encouraged and appreciated in the church itself.
In what ways can women aspire then to levels of responsibility within the church or represent an inspiration to lay or religious women in general?
If you look at the United States, for example, which is still very much parish-based, unlike Europe, with the declining numbers of ordained clergy, there is an increasing, rising levels of lay ecclesial ministers. These lay ecclesial ministers play an absolutely essential and vital role in our church. 80% of them, according to the data by Kara at Georgetown University, are women. And yet, while 80% of lay ecclesial ministers are women, many feel as though they are not as valued as their male ordained colleagues. And the church, if the church cannot affirm and encourage and validate and support these women in particular, the whole church will be impoverished. Frankly, our biggest worry in coming over to Rome stems from our great love of the church. We're lifelong devout Catholics. We live lives of faith, but we also professionally, through our philanthropy and through other work that we do, have been of service to the church all of our adult lives. And my worry for the institutional church is that it is slowly becoming irrelevant to women. And with that irrelevance comes the price of the church becoming irrelevant to these women's children, boys and girls.
But how do you see this manifesting itself? I mean, are you seeing actually women leave the church or just going less frequently to Sunday Mass, not sending their children to catechism classes? How are you seeing it actually play out in the States?
What I'm seeing is young Catholic women looking out at their professional landscape and knowing that they can aspire to levels of leadership in every and any sector, and that they not only can aspire to that, but they can be fulfilled and they can reach the highest levels of leadership, be validated and affirmed for their gifts in service to that leadership. And that does not apply always or even often to their vocation of service to the church itself. This fact means that the whole church is impoverished because they will be less and less willing to make the sacrifices to pursue a vocation of service that is their baptismal right and responsibility in service to the church that they love. As young mothers ourselves who care very deeply about the transmission of the faith to our own children, our sons and our daughters, we want to do something to reverse this alarming trend or worrisome trend.
Robinson and her six women colleagues take inspiration from comments Pope Benedict has made on the role of women in the church. One example comes from a March 2006 meeting with priests from the Diocese of Rome, where Pope Benedict insisted women cannot be ordained priests, but said it is right to discuss how women can be more involved in church decision-making. The Pope was responding to questions posed by the priests, some focusing on how the role of women is appreciated in the church. The Pope said the church owes a great debt of thanks to women and highlighted women's achievements in founding religious communities, expanding charities, and developing new forms of piety. He spoke, too, of the visible contribution to church governance of figures such as Saint Hildegard and Saints Brigid and Saint Catherine of Siena. The contribution of women, he said, always has been a determining factor without which the church could not live. And while priestly ministry is reserved to men, Pope Benedict said it is right to ask if it would not be possible to offer more space, more positions of responsibility to women.
We were very, very pleased to hear him specifically talk about his desire to see women included in more ways and to find more opportunities for women to have positions of leadership in the church. He recognizes when he looks at the secular world that institutions benefit from the particular gifts that women can bring to those institutions and sees that the church would also benefit.
Under his predecessor's pontificate back in 2004 as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger issued a letter to the bishops of the church entitled On the Collaboration of Men and Women in the Church and in the World. In it, Cardinal Ratzinger's congregation said that women should be present in the world of work and in the organization of society, and that women should have access to positions of responsibility which allow them to inspire the policies of nations and to promote innovative solutions to economic and social problems.
So we come over here with a great sense of hope about this, and I have a great sense that our message resonates. We have been incredibly welcomed here at the Vatican this week, and we have enjoyed learning about how the various congregations and councils operate. We're particularly encouraged by those presidents and cardinals who value and esteem the contributions that women have made to their own work and ministry. And we are encouraged that that will continue in the future. We've also met some wonderful women who are working at the level of the Vatican, and we find them women of great intelligence and strength and insight, clearly blessings to their apostolates. And we hope that this will be the beginning of future conversations, that we can return to our home countries in Europe and in the United States, share with our colleagues in philanthropy the various opportunities to promote women and their leadership in service to the church. I want to thank Chantal Gertz of the Fidel Gertz Foundation in particular for conceiving of this idea and organizing it so well for us, again, with the hope that the church will be the beneficiary of our time, energy, focus, and collaboration.
Carrie Robinson of the RASCOB Foundation for Catholic Activities. She is also a representative of FADICA, the foundations and donors interested in Catholic activities.